Blog Talk Radio.
I be high, I be smoking that medical, get you some money, bitch, that what you better do, hating on me, cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you, open the business and generate revenue, don't put that funk ass bitch on no pedestal, I just might eat up the beat like an edible, my face is good in the street, bro, I'm credible, I got the munchies, I'm smoking on cookie, opportunity with us, so I took it, Mr. O. Clifford, you can't overlook it, I'm a OG, bitch, I'm far from a rookie, I got the sack then, got the pack then, made it back then through the night, I got whatever you want me to say, I'm talking whatever, etc., etc. I got that back in once or twice. I got that bag then, got the pack in, made it back then through the night. I want a black Benz for my wife. He got a Mac 10 with a light. They got an AK with the knife. These niggas sweet, they don't wanna fight. Real niggas, yeah, we back in the hood. White eye, we ain't rolling no wood. Your ticket low, bro, but they ain't no good. I got a Vietnamese rapping Triple G, and she put Versace on my belt. I got the clip with me, so niggas tripping. Watch how my young niggas gon' steal. I be high, I be smoking that medical, get you some money, bitch, that what you better do, hating on me, cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you, open the business and generate revenue, don't put that funk ass bitch on no pedestal, I just might eat up the beat like an edible, my face is good in the streets, bro, incredible. I got that pack in once or twice, I made it back then, dropped the track then, made the back end couple nights, I had to shake shit up like dice, hustle hard like Antarctica ice, I'm like Kobe Bryant with a mic, taking out to my last flight. I got love for my niggas that's blood. I got love for my niggas that's cuz. Different walks of life, different thugs. But we getting it out the same mud. I done went backtracking like an addict. All I do is add, no subtracting. Niggas got a stash spot in the attic. Make them bitches disappear like magic. I got to get the paper automatic. Can't go without it, Jack, I got the hat. When it come to making money, I'm fanatic. A couple pints of lean up in the cabin. Whatever I think you need, then I'ma have it. All about green dollars, that cabbage. I'ma get up off my ass and get at it. These niggas wanna sit at home and play Madden. I got $1 million money scheme. Sipping on perks, serving him green. Fresh off a 3-5 and a bean. Might put a heavy crease in my jeans. I just want more money, I'm a fiend. I just want solid niggas on my team. I drop some more money on the ring. 9 diamonds dancing on my queen. I be high, I be smoking that medical. Get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hating on me cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you.
Just these late nights on the phone. You saying, boy,
that clutch. You just want me to rush. Tell me to take my time and everything gon' be fine. Playing a lay it down, take a nap on my grind. Whining too crack, girl, why you playing around? Flips from state to state, blowing no loud taste. Your head on my shoulders, I'm testing you on the face. That ain't even a half, you never knew it was there. Get to my brother's spot, he hand me your money stack. Give a room to make love in the morning, we headed back. I'm like, girl, you a thug, the way that you threw it back. And you must be Chinese, got me eating that cat. Had some real good, but wasn't stupid like that. Oh, the trippin', I be dippin' and flippin' and slide through. I can't lie on everything, I seem to admire you. Been peepin' you for a minute, and baby girl, you the truth. I know that you got a man, but do we ever let you lose? Oh, the trippin', I be dippin' and flippin' and slide through. I can't lie on everything, I seem to admire you. Been peepin' you for a minute, and baby girl, you the truth. I know that you got a man, but do we ever let you lose? I'm kinda laughin' at me now, talking about that you got me whipped. Forgot about your man, see no girl, and then you trip. I said you out of line, you say I'm losing my mind. Emotions fucked up, we was only spending that time. Supposed to been a secret between just me and you. Just had to tell your homegirls exactly what we do, and they was at the beauty shop. Talking a lot, talking about how I'm taking that nigga spot. But you invest in the D-girl just like it's a stock. I done made you a D-girl with rocks in your sack. Whether they like it or not, in the city I'm hot. So I keep me a tool in case they came in they plot. Now a house is a spot, microwave or the pot. I be counting the beans, think we put them in knots. Knock it down to the sleep, then I'm back on the block. No need to worry about me, she know I'm chasing the guap. Yo, the trippin', I be dippin' and flippin' and slide through. I can't lie on everything, I seem to admire you. Been peepin' you for a minute, and baby girl, you the truth. I know that you got a man, but do we ever let you lose? Yo, the trippin', I be dippin' and flippin' and slide through. I can't lie on everything, I seem to admire you. Been peepin' you for a minute, and baby girl, you the truth. I know that you got a man, but do we ever let you lose?
Welcome to Back to Business 33, man. Back to Business 33, right here on Chop On The Radio Network System. Say big shouts out to the nation, man. Big shouts out to them jerk teams. Also, man, big shouts out, man, to Politics of Perfection LLC. Big shouts out to Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company. Big shouts out Branch Off Records. Big shouts out Big Chief. Big shouts out who we got, man. I don't want to leave nobody out. Coco Red. Big shouts out Brain Gang. Big shouts out On My Own 10. Big shouts out SSMM. Hey, man. We off in here. Y'all already know, man. Big shout out to TS Candles and Wax Melts, Spamo Bath and Hand Soap as well, man. We get ready to get it jerking tonight, man. We get ready to get it jerking. And we will, man. Let's check in. Got to check in with the Famo YL Dallas. Famo, what's going on with you?
What's going on?
Man, now I heard we dropping the final locked-in bracket for the King of Jerk Championship 1. I heard we dropping all slots tonight live on air, man. Is that the truth?
Oh, yeah. All 16
feels ready to go. All 16 ready to go, man. Y'all hear that? Locked and loaded, ready to get it in, man. So we're going to be dropping that tonight as well. And we're going to be chopping on Albert Murray and Alice Ball, man. Albert Murray and Alice Ball. You dig? So if you don't know who Alice Ball is or Albert Murray, stay tuned. We got you, man. Go ahead, fire up if that's what you do. Go ahead, pull your drink. Should have already been pulled up with your slow ass, but go ahead, pull up your drink, man. Or if you don't do none of that and you don't partake in any of those things, no problem. Just make sure you're in a nice, relaxed position, situation, or whatever it is. If you got people around you, go ahead, turn your speakerphone on, man, because we're going to get it in tonight, and we're going to chop on the Albert Murray and Alice Ball. Y'all already know, man, we got to keep it going. History, man, history is a key factor, and a lot of history is not being told and not being taught. You dig? Even as adults, man, a lot of people don't know certain things. So we try to fill that gap, man, and we're more than just about music and those type of things. We do jam a lot of music. We do work with a lot of artists. We also about a whole lot more, man. And If you've been rocking with us, you already know from the shows we've been doing. You dig? If you new to rocking with us, then you're going to see, man. Yeah, we got a lot of shows where we, you know, have fun and clown and do our thing. And we got a lot of shows where we bring artists on and those type of things. But we also, man, try to teach, try to educate and motivate the mind, man, as well with our position, man. So we're going to take a little quick break. And when we come back, man, we're going to check back in with Femo. And we're going to get this jerking on 100K. YL Dallas, man, what you thinking?
Hey. Let me hear some Night Train the Brand.
Y'all got it, man. So y'all stay tuned, man. We're going to take this break. We're getting ready to jerk out for a minute and come back, man, with that info for y'all, man. Stay tuned because Night Train the Brand will be off in the playlist, man. Let's go.
Yeah. 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 Asking me questions, I went out and got it, I never requested. They threw the ball and then I intercepted. I earned a touchdown, easing perfection. Don't look at me and start asking me questions, I went out and got it, I never requested. You get rejected, well I get accepted. Ain't leaving a message, well I'm calling or texting. Don't look at me and start asking me questions, I went out and got it, I never requested. Always been popping, talk dark on my session. I don't need correction, so don't get to stepping. Don't look at me and start asking me questions, I went out and got it, I never requested. Like Haiti is hot in the trenches, I'm sweating. I made the connection, they say I'm selected. I'm back at the cell, like a bat out of hell. I remain on the block, y'all capping for real. Just on the truly to stay independent. Work on your image and soon you'll be winning. There's no competition, I come from the trenches. I'm destined to win it, you know my linen. Love sick, call it clan, I said that I meant it. You follow the leader, I'm leading lieutenant. I keep a percentage, you see I'm committed. You see me admit it, you see me, I'm with it.
You know I do the most. You know I'm the goal. I need me a check. Believe me, I'm the best. Ain't no need for me to flex.
You know I'm on it, I waited the longest. Believe me, I'm honest, believe you don't want it. I need to see comments to see what you want it. I believe in my mama, I sing out persona. Don't look at me and start asking me questions. I went out and got it, I never requested. They threw the ball and then I intercepted. I earned a touchdown with ease and perfection. Don't look at me and start asking me questions. I went out and got it, I never requested. You get rejected, well I get accepted. Ain't leaving a message, well I'm calling or texting. Don't look at me and start asking me questions. I went out and got it, I never requested. Always been popping, talk dark on my session. I don't need correction, so don't get to stepping. Don't look at me and start asking me questions. I went out and got it, I never requested. Like Haiti is hot in the trenches, I'm sweating. I made the connection, they say I'm selected.
Fucking Johnson, aka Lecon J out there. Way before I knew what I had, man. I was on that block, socks full of rocks. Fuck the cops, you can get in the block, nigga.
Way before this bag. Ooh, way before I had. Ooh. Before this cash,
when I check, nigga.
Ooh, ooh, wait. Before it's back.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew way before I knew what I had. A block in the mag, a block of some crack was all I had. Nigga ain't had my mom and dad,
yeah,
for mom and dad. My auntie and cousin was all I had.
All I had.
Nothing else after that. Now look where I'm at. My grandma be more happy than mad, more proud than glad. That I ain't walk around with a bag. Don't worry about that. Soon gotta worry about that. Because I'm doing it, dad. I'm showing my ass. These niggas playing hope that I crash. I told my bitch to text me that pussy and GPS me that ass. I pull up on you niggas, push the top, doing my dance, I'm doing my dance. You niggas praying, hope on win, I hope I
win. Before this bag,
before
way.
I remember being in them trenches
before I had
Fat Mike. Free my nigga, man. Free my dog. I love this chef, my nigga. I love my nigga. I already know how we live, man. We in them trenches for real.
I'm in that water, dog, and ain't drowned yet. Shit just make me smarter, gotta get that check. I ran it up quick, I had to flip that shit. Cut some niggas off, dog, just to get that bag. Sacrifices, hope for thoughts, dog, is all I had. Till I bought my first pistol and my all-black mask. So you know I put it on them, that's that crosstown pal. Take a walk in my shoes, dog, and you do the math.
Speaking knowledge, I'm a dumbass.
For that bag, nigga.
Ooh, ooh, wait.
I'm just getting started with this shit.
Before
like,
I had
my
you,
my first
baby.
Song I did.
Ooh,
ooh, like,
wait.
Really completed.
Before
I'm just
this
playing
cash.
Around. See, man. But now
ooh,
I take this
ooh,
shit serious. Check for the bullshit in here, man.
Before this bag.
Yeah, bitch.
Before
the bag.
Man, I heard that shit here first on Trap on the Radio with some shit that I wasn't supposed to hear, bro.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! See behind! Mayday! Friend gang, we in this thing! Hold on! Let her! One plus one equals two, B! You better get it done!
Uh-huh. When you see a nigga grinding, nigga, tell me how you feel. No, it's hard for a nigga when he's trying to pay the bills. Don't be playing with my money, tripping neck, get your kills. And when you see a pimp, shining pimp, you know what it is. By the gun, I'ma die by the shit. Knew it long ago, now deal with it, bitch. Pimp in my blood, you can feel him, it's thick. Fly as a jet, and slicker than Rick. Haters say mad, just boring and sad. Like worms take trash on a big hefty bag. We laugh out the streets while we count that cash. Dippy say full of the sticky ass gas. That's what we doing, we rolling. No telling what a bitch holding. I beat it, leave her shit swollen. Now she want it all in her colon. When you see a nigga grinding, bitch, tell me how you feel. No, it's hard for a nigga when he's trying to pay the bill. Don't be playing with my money, tripping that, get your kills. And when you see a pimp shining pitch, you know what it is.
Gorilla Glue, you hanging monkey. Some nice kind of friend, bitch, I love a donkey.
When you see a nigga grinding, bitch, tell me how you feel. No, it's hard for a nigga when he's trying to pay the bill. Don't be playing with my money, tripping that, get your kills. And when you see a pimp shining, bitch, you know what it is.
caterpillar, so I'm going crash. My little nigga sick of me. If you ain't real with it, you can't fit in this picture. My bitch bad, I miss her. I might have to kiss her. I might have to lick her. She know I'm that nigga. Seen everything but God. Down to a picture. They sleeping on a nigga
like they don't tell enough.
But I'ma wake them up
like they don't Adderall.
Get up. For my family, nigga.
Bam. I'm just one call.
Just one. But for my babies, they know
that they gon' set it off.
Don't let it go away from me, no. Okay. Flawless in the villain.
Oh my God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We get money doing something to you.
Something to
the hater. Oh my God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know we get money doing something to you.
Hey.
Spin it up.
I got Reese's on my feet, yeah, I'm the shit. Cause I leave feces on the feet, I'm real slick. I take your BZ right from underneath your real shit. You better be like Mikey and just beat it real. Beastly how I eat, real breezy how I speak. Too high to reach and even see you try to reach. And I would teach, I'm off the chain, it ain't no leash. You can see I came to feast, I came opposite the street. I rain on top of the elite and they know. So I ain't giving up. Like I walk in the bank, I say give it up. Spend it up, spend it up. It be coming so fast, I can't spend it up. Stack it so fat, I can't bend it up. I throw ones in the trash, I don't give a fuck. Like really, bruh, we really up. We really buck, we fill them up. You ain't gonna find one that's real enough. You ain't gonna find none that's as real as us. Like really, bruh, we really up. We really buck, we fill them up. You ain't gonna find one that's real enough. You ain't gonna find none that's as real as us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We getting money, doing something.
NBA, all I do is ball. Hopping out the foreign, yeah, these lanes boring. I'm gonna stick to touring. Yeah, they money sleeping, snoring. Wake them up when I spin it up.
So if you ain't understanding what just happened, flawless in the building. Ecstasy, Mr. So Heavy. Connected all the way through this thing. You know what I'm talking about? Money boys, higher beings. Let's go.
Welcome back to Back to Business 33 right here on Chop On It Radio, man. We got to go ahead and get it jerky. Let me bring YL Dallas back on Straight Shot. What's going on with you, man? You jerking over there?
Nothing much. Oh, yeah, man. I was in there jamming, man. Just vibing out.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Now, you know, man, we going to be touching on tonight Albert Murray and Alice Ball. You know what I mean? We try to do this, you know what I mean, bring certain, you know, history there, certain people there that, you know, maybe a lot don't talk about or don't really, you know, even put emphasis on, but really some dynamic people that then did some wonderful things in our history, man. So Albert Murray is one of them we're going to be speaking on, and we also going to be speaking on Alice Ball as well. Now, Femo, man, you know, we all stay on point with the team, man, so you know, we'll go ahead and get into Albert Murray, and then we're going to take us a break. We got to get into some of this music, too, as well. We come back, and we're going to dive off into Alice Ball. What you think about that, man? Let's go, man. Friday night, man. Y'all jerking out there, man. Salute everybody, man, that have called in, man. Salute everybody that's tuned in online, man. And we appreciate y'all, man. We getting ready to get it in, so y'all sit back and enjoy the show, man. YFMO, talk to me. We still got to drop that bracket, too, tonight.
Yeah, yeah, we got to let that go.
Yeah,
I know,
man.
Everybody's been waiting on it.
Right. So, and after the show, soon as the show is over with, we will be posting a bracket, man, a finalized bracket on the Chop on the Radio Network page, man, on the Chop on the Radio Network page. So make sure y'all plug in. If you ain't plugged in, man, plug in with us on Facebook, man, Chop on the Radio Network. We up there, man. Check it out, man. If you see something, hit a like, man. Hit a share. We appreciate it. You did. Now, Albert Murray, man, big shout out to Petty Murphy. Petty Murphy on the line. We definitely going to be bringing him on. Y'all be hearing from him, too. So let's get into this Albert Murray, man. He changed the way people talk about race. And this is one of the reasons why we brought this particular person for this show tonight, man. On Friday, we get it jerking, right? So he was never a household name. Murray was one of the most important black thinkers of the 20th century. The essayist and social critic changed the way people talked about race by challenging black separatism and insisting that the black experience was central to American culture. He was once remarked as the American society because black and white people are, you know what I mean, bound to one another. That's how they think, you feel me? So you might believe in that too. The United States is not a nation of black and white people, Mr. Murray wrote. Any fool can see that white people are not really white and that black people are not black. That's what Murray said. Murray was one friend called a militant antagonist, right? He didn't use the terms black or African-American. He called himself an American. So he was born in Alabama. He attended Tuskegee Institute, where he got friends with Robert Ellison, the author of the classic novel Invisible Man. So Murray also eventually became close friends with Romare Burton, the influential painter and the mentor to a famous jazz musician. Right, so Murray was also a novelist. You know what I'm saying? He was also a novelist, man. But they informed by his love of music, man, he wrote passionately about blues and jazz, his knowledge of black culture, and his astonishing command of literature. Right, so one of his books, 1970s, The Omar Americans, was a collection of essays and punishing critic of black separatism. Right, filled with Murray's trademark blunt-witted, insisted that America was a nation of multicolored people who share a common destiny. You feel me? Albert Murray, now Femo, man, let me go to you on this right here, man. Have you ever in your time, man, that you've known, or you know, even when like Black History Month roll around and just certain things like that, man, you know what I mean? I'm just asking you if you've seen, have you seen or heard things about Albert Murray?
Not at all. To be honest, this is my first time hearing about Albert Murray in conversation.
Okay. Yeah, man, and see, that's the thing, too, you know what I mean? And he died in 2013, too. Got to put that out there. He was born May 12th, you know what I mean? He's a May baby. I'm a May baby. You know what I mean? In 1916, and he died August 18, 2013. So he stayed alive till 2013, man. And a lot of people, like I said, man, it's a lot of this history out there that a lot of people just don't push, don't talk about, don't speak on. You're not gonna really hear it. You know what I mean? Like they said right there to you that he wasn't really a household name, but he changed the whole way people address race, basically about addressing black folks in that type of dialogue. That right there is powerful, man.
Yeah. You know, it's
yeah, that's powerful.
The funny thing is, it's a lot of people now that just want to be called American. You know what I mean? They're African American, but they're like, I'm not black. I'm American. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's crazy how he's, you can kind of say he's the pioneer of that. and right. nobody talks about it.
And dig this, in 1943, he went to the Air Force. You know what I mean? And he retired as a major in 1962. So he did, you know, he attended the Tuskegee Institute, you feel me? But he did go into the Air Force, man. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of things that, you know, this person did, Murray here, man, that helped change a lot of things that led up to what we got today. You feel me? And it's a lot of these type stories, a lot of people, man. It's a lot of people. But, you know, you got to be the type of one to bring it out there and put it out there, man, because a lot of things that I know we be researching sometimes be my first time hearing about certain people. Albert Murray, he was, you know, it was my first time hearing about, you know what I mean, what he got going on. But it's cool to learn that history, man, because ain't nobody else going to really talk about it until, you know, Black History Month rolled around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. And, you know, he was an author, man. He was an author. He published his books, too. You feel me? So it's a lot of things that he did. And that's why I say, man, for what he did, man, it was powerful. And if you want to go check him out, you want to go look him up, man, Albert Murray. Albert Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. Albert Murray, man. You can go look him up. I'm pretty sure whatever you search on, Google, whatever, you can go look him up on there, man. Get your education, man. Show him some love, man, because he did some amazing things. Like you say, man, change the way, man, that, you know what I mean, just that whole thing. Any type of change, especially that era that he came from, that he was living in.
Mm-hmm.
You did. See, that's the thing, too, back then. You know what I mean? We ain't talking about, like, right now, today, the era that he was living in and be able to do the things that he did, that right there in itself is amazing.
Yeah, see, he did all this, like, that's my grandpa's generation. You know, because my dad's father was born in 1910.
Yeah.
So he did all this in the same time. And back then, you know, that's when shit was real serious when it came to separation of black and white.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Right, right. Right, man. So, man, definitely, man, y'all go check him out, man. We're gonna take a little quick break. You know what I mean? We're going to take a little quick break when we come back. But, man, we got when we come back, we got to go ahead and drop this bracket, famo, man. We got to go ahead and put it out there. I'm excited, man. The whole team pumped up. The artist pumped up, man. We ready. It's locked in. It's locked in, so we ain't booking no more slots for the King of Jerk Championship 1. It's sealed, ready to go, man. And it's gonna be a throwdown. It's going to be a throwdown, mm-hmm. man, because we got it's heat all around the board, man. It's a very good artist with some good songs in it all around the board, man. So, you know what I mean? It's going to be interesting to see. I'm going to say who get just past the first round. That's how interesting it's going to be, man. That's how tight I'm thinking it's going to be, man. I think that first round is going to be crucial.
it's up in the air, and a lot of
people. Right, man. So when we come back from this break, man, we're going to go ahead, man, and drop this list to the King of Jerk Championship 1, man. Like I say, it's jerking. I heard YL Dallas say, too, man, it's heat, man. All around the board, man. All around the board, man. So y'all stay tuned, man. We're going to drop that list for y'all as soon as we come
your
back.
Your boy, Will Sitwell.
Real music, and who's better prepared? Energetic newcomers with the veteran air. On my way to upper levels, find them dead on the stairs. Guess my stairs of stamina's a little better than theirs. Nappiest of roots, even position the fiddler on the roof to bring a little southern flavor to the booth. This is what you might call charisma. Y'all are what we like to call pretenders, and illers like the real music defenders. At this point, I do it for my offspring. What kind of G would I be practicing my golf swing? I'm a corporate gorilla, touch my family only time that I'm proportionate. The killer from my windows of Bill Gates' fortune is unfamiliar. Trying to fly to Vegas, play extortion with the dealers. Meantime, refuse to fold like an old flotilla until I see the cheese making me a quesadilla. Vigilante, looking for hip-hop's attempted assassins. When I kill them, just consider it the crime of passion. For that, I'll return to the bars like a relapse even after I've come so far. Ha!
I'm a bitch, girl.
why it feels so good. Broke as a joke and I'm still in the hood. Live from the venue, please just continue. Loving the instrumental as we sink the hook in you. If this is just music, why it feels so good. Broke as a joke and I'm still in the hood. Live from the venue, please just continue. Loving the instrumental as we sink the hook in you.
Whether they courtroom, judging, short fuse, nothing. Talk a lot of ish, but what they gon' do? Nothing. The vision is the truth. When it's real, it's no denial. And I can spot a lie like the pupil spot the eye. In disguise, rapper suited up. No ties for the music. No driving, I can see right through it. Don't tell me what I shouldn't do. I done did you couldn't. I blew the hinges off the door. You try to slip your foot in. On the road to success, have a nice drive. I call it off bat like a sacrifice fly. Never out, we grand slamming. Stacking bars they can't manage. Understand the true difference in our antics. They look at music and abuse it. Sort of a nuisance, so don't get it confused with real music. I love the way it feel like it's sort of therapeutic. And be sure that it's more than just music.
It's just music, why it feels so good. Broke as a joke and I'm still in the hood. Live from the venue, please just continue. Loving the instrumental as we sink the hook in you. If this is just music, why it feels so good. Broke as a joke and I'm still in the hood. Live from the venue, please just continue. Loving the instrumental as we sink the hook in you.
Why I feel so good. Man, let's keep it jerky.
I got dreams too. Trying to break bread with the greatest, both I broke dead and deflated. Till I woke, I'm more hyena. Rolling packs with no hiatus. Roll seat back, listen to tracks. I'm driving, waving, say hi haters. On that indie, got my whipping. On the hunt, so call us raiders. On the lost spark and it's all starts. We was all heart. Mic and some ticket hit key parts. Studio writing that hallmark. You was in the mall copping that Paul Blart. Didn't fall for it, never was the one following trends. Then again, how can I say I'm the realest alive? First song on my ounce, pretend. I don't know how many moments I got to spend. Most important currency that you could give. You out here chasing the paper. I sit here hating the fact that I ain't with my kids. Say that it's worth it, gave in to the biz. So praying to God I can make an amends for all the mistakes in my own home. Still got the feeling I'm a little bit displaced. Filled with adrenaline, try to keep it this pace. Know that I can, comes with the mistakes. This is who I am, play to the code. No more sitting on the fence days. No more can I pay the rent days. Transform soon into sensei. Still not influenced by the Bentleys. I ride my own life to my lips.
Hey,
they
ain't what it's about. They too busy running, 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 chasing clout. They don't care about what they say. They just run their mouth. They too busy running, 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 chasing clout. Money closing holes. That ain't what it's about. They too busy running, 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 chasing clout. They don't care about what they say. They just run their mouth. They too busy running, 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 chasing clout. Money closing holes.
Non-traditional in my thinking, that's probably magnifying with each glass that I'm drinking. Imagining bigger picture, the chances seem to be shrinking. Waking at crazy hours, can't chase the dream when you sleeping. We built different, they still praying that it manifests. My goal is to never let movement detection cameras rest. Local to global and plotting potential planets next. Threat of taking one of mine, I'll show you a man possessed. Check the scoreboard, used to being down a few. Persevere for those who never stop saying they proud of you. Ask for relief and get nothing. It's like they heard you wrong, but start a winning streak and everybody got your jersey on. They fair weather, we fare better without them. Leave wherever you found them, see their pleasure is doubting on the noose. Irrelevant who's not sicker, but the primary ones hating ain't necessarily rocking swastika.
Money closing holes, that ain't what it's about. They too busy running, 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 chasing clouds. They don't
care about what they say. They just run their mouth. They too busy running, 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 chasing clout. Money closing holes.
That ain't what it's about. They too busy running, 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 chasing clout. They don't care about what they say. They just run their mouth. They too busy running, 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 chasing clout.
Welcome back to the show, man. Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby King 1033, man. We're going to get it jerky, man. Let me bring on Famo YL Dallas, man. And we're going to check in with Petty Murphy, too, in just a second. Famo, man, this King of Jerk Championship won. This shit getting ready to be crazy as hell, man. You feel me? But this shit right here is going to be dope, man. So this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to split it up, man. Famo going to give y'all half the bracket. I'm going to give y'all the other half of the bracket. Famo, I'm going to let you choose, man. Which set you want to go with? You want the first set, you want the second set? What you want?
No, give me a second set.
You want the second set?
Yeah, give me the second set.
All right. So this is what we got, man. It's locked, sealed in. It's the official list right here, man. The Famo Nation, Chop On It Radio, presents the King of Jerk Championship 1. You got Coma, Rate of Factor, Develop, Knox Bond, Lil Glocker, DJ Wednesday, Many Mo Better, Woody. That's who coming in, man. That's the first slot that got in. That's the first eight right there, man. So big shouts out to all them hitters right there, man. It's going to be crazy. Famo, what you got?
Man, I'm all over the board. I got Nick Gibbs, Lil Glocker, Lame Boy, Many Mo Better, Alizé, Satilla, STS, Sasha Blanco, Black and Mile, and I can't remember if you said Ray the Factor or not, but
yeah. We got Lil C.
Lil C.
Yeah, man. There it is, man. So Coma, Luke, we got Luke Kane too. Coma, Luke Kane, Ray the Factor, Lil C, Develop, Black and Mile, Knox Bar, Sasha Blanco, Lil Glocker, Nick Gibbs, DJ Wednesday, Lame Boy, Many Mo Better, Alizé, Woody, and Satilla STS, man. This shit getting ready to go crazy, man. A is getting ready to go down, man. Fire all around the board. Fire all around the board, man. So, again, artists, when your round pop up and you see the promotion, man, share that link, man. Let your people know, man. Let your people know that your song is up in that round. Now, hold on. You know what I mean? That's one thing I like about the Jerk Kings, you feel? Because the names fit just so perfect for all of us, man. And Silent Night, you know what I mean? He gonna slide in on the under like ain't nobody gonna see him, man. So y'all know we gotta do it right, man. We gotta do it right. Before we bring Famo on, man, he gonna slide in on us, man. We gotta do it right for him, man. We gotta get it.
I'ma ride for my niggas, eh? Ride or die for my niggas, eh? Wrong or ride them my niggas, eh? Hey, do you see that?
Don't bring that drama on this side, cause we ready for it. It's gonna be a homicide.
Ride, you already know it. But if you on the other side,
in broad day. I know some killers that come get up with you, they might just pull up with your mouth stay. When you get the picture, you might get your issue for real in the clip, cause if y'all play, we with the shit, nigga, all day. Like Project Babies in the hallway, got a pocket rocket in a tall case. All of my niggas gon' ride, all my niggas gon' slide. All my niggas gon' shoot, some of your niggas might die. Ain't no love for the other side, all of my niggas gon' wanna ride. Most of these niggas be talking live, but they ain't ride when it's going down.
Well, welcome to the clip. We got Kush, corn bars, whack, and lean the seal. And we ain't fucking with you niggas, all my niggas real. Triple D on my jacket, here what it is. Yeah, don't bring that drama on this side, cause we ready for it. It's gonna be a homicide, we just can't ignore it. That's my nigga, I'ma ride, you already know it.
Say, man, y'all got three of the Jerk Kings live on the air, man. Y'all know we had to do it like that, man. Anytime we got three or more of the Jerk Kings on live, man, we got to spin that joint right there. Silent Night, man. Jag the Official. What's good, Femo?
Hey. Hey. Good.
What's popping with you?
Man, y'all, hey, look, man, y'all been holding it down.
Oh, yeah, man. We've been getting it in, man. We've been getting it in. Just dropped the list, man, for the Jerk Kings, man. The King of Jerk Championship 1, man. The King of Jerk Championship 1, man. That Luke Kane, Coma, Blackie Miles, Facial Blanco, Lil C, Knox Bond, Nick Gibbs, Alizé, DJ Wednesday, Woody, Minnie Mo Better, Lane Boy, Little Glocka, Develop, Raider Factor, Satilla STS, man. It's going down, fam. What you think? Give me your thoughts on the first King of Jerk Championship bracket locked in.
I'm just putting it like this, man. I know a few of the artists, man, that, you know, we got in the lineup personally. But just on top of that, you know what I'm saying, just the songs that some of these artists that submitted, man, for the championship, hey, man, they banging off the chain.
Say just like that, man. And, man, I want to say this too, man. Don't be mad at me, man, if we cool and you might not get my vote. You know what I'm saying? We going to be fair. You did. That's the only way to do this, man, is to be fair and be straight up 100K, no blower, what we always preach and we always stand on. You did? So we're going to honestly go over what we got to go over, man. So, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody slipped us no money. Ain't nobody, you know what I mean, been trying to get on our good side with none of this or nothing like that, man. Ain't nothing fabricated over this way. You did? We're going to do it straight up and raw, man. And it's going to be what it is. You dig? And salute to everybody that's a part of it. Because even just being a part of it, you know what I mean, that right there, the first one, man, that's epic. You know what I mean? That's a part of history. So even if you don't push on, you know what I mean, don't you know, feel no type of way, man. You'll suck up all this awareness and all this energy, too. You did. And, you know what I mean, check out some of the artists, man. You might be able to want to collab with them. They're going to be down to do some work. So that's that point on that aspect of it as well. And also, man, you just never know because this is the first one. So you might end up, you know what I mean, still, you know what I mean, being in the loop on a lot of things by just being a part of the first one.
Yeah, you know, it ain't the only or the last. So, shit, you may not win the first one, but you still got a chance for second, third, fourth, you know.
And even, I'm saying that even at that, you know what I mean?
Straight
you ain't got to look at really as really no competition, even though it is. But I'm saying look at the networking, look at the network you can get out of. You know what I mean? You might not get
that's the
real net worth of the situation, but you can still get the network from the situation. You know what I mean? So as
that's
an artist, you really gotta You got to look at the industry on all aspects, you know what I mean? So, you know, opportunity is opportunity, whether you take it or not, you know what I mean? That's really up to you. But who knows,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You might
right.
end up having artists, you know, up in Canada somewhere, man, and y'all put a record together and that joint go viral, you know what I mean? So,
like
you know,
that.
Pay attention to the little small things, man, because some of them little small blocks is the ones they use for corner pieces, you know what I mean, to keep the pattern going.
That's real. Quiet Dallas, man, what you feel, man? We're going to bring Petty on, man. Your Petty thoughts on the King of Jerk Championship, man. See what he got to say about it, man. So what's your thoughts, though, Femo?
Man, I'm ready. I'm like this. I hope you get past first round. And I'm tough. I am motherfucking tough to please.
Yeah.
So you ain't got to worry about nobody playing favorites. Cause ain't nobody my favorites.
Man, don't call me straight out for nothing.
Man, for real. Yeah, that's real, though. That's real, man. So that's what we want. You know, we got to stress that, man, because, you know what I mean? You got some people out there, you know, you feel some type of way. But like I said, man, we gave everybody a chance to get in. You know what I mean? We gave everybody a chance to handle their business. You feel me? If you didn't handle your business and you still got in, hey, man, you just never know how the cars go and fall. And that's just real, man. But we gave everybody a chance to get in, everybody to handle their business, everybody that sent in their video drops too, man. We're going to be getting them up, man. So we look at, hey, what's the start date? That's what everybody been asking, man. Everybody been asking, when is the start date of when we starting the King of Jerk Championship, the first round, man? Everybody want to know, y'all.
Okay, if you want to know, I'm going to tell you. The start date is October 9th,
ooh.
2021.
Ooh.
October
9th.
10-9-21.
10-9-21. Straight like that,
man.
Say, y'all be ready. Cause it's going down, man. So it's going down. October 9th, 2021. First round, baby. Yeah, man. We're going to get this thing rocking and rolling, man. So let's bring Petty on, man. Let's get Petty thoughts on the roster of the King of Jerk Championship, man. Now, Petty, let me ask you a question. Have you heard of some of these names on the list? Is it some of the names on the list?
Well, yes, I have.
That you haven't heard of?
I heard Liu Kang on Chop On It Radio trying to get his music on the Petty Murphy Project, but I have heard Ray the Factor. Matter of fact, Ray the Factor has sent me some new tracks. That will be playing tomorrow morning. I'm actually no longer doing Saturday Night's Main Event, the Petty Murphy Project. Tomorrow morning, I'll be doing Petty's Playhouse. I've kind of found out that people like to listen to the Petty Murphy.
Have you heard of
Alizé? I have not heard of Alizé. No,
okay.
I have not.
Have you heard of Woody?
I have not heard of Woody. This is new.
Okay. Okay, DJ Wednesday.
But some of the names I do recognize. I haven't heard of DJ Wednesday, but I've heard names of Knox Bond, of course, Satilla,
right,
Nick
right,
Gibbs,
right,
Coma,
right,
and No Ray the Factor.
Right.
And, you know, by looking
right.
at the list, and when I heard Sasha Blanco go hard. She go hard. Yeah, you know, she go hard. She represents the females. By looking at this bracket, in the words of Night Train, the brand, Coco Red on me, make them hate on me. It's a muddy, muddy situation. This lineup is going to be heat. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be heat.
Yeah.
Woo,
man.
I cannot wait. Saturday, October the 9th. Yes, I'm doing Petty. Yes.
Go ahead.
I know I'm doing Petty Fest September, Saturday, October 9th. But Famo, I got an idea. What if we can live stream Chop on the Radio, the King of Jerk round one on Petty Fest? Since you are a sponsor, I can basically make this happen. Get you linked in with the people, the other people networks. We can make this shit go very viral for these artists.
Well, man, look, this is how we had to do it, man. You know what I mean? The team, you feel me? We got ourselves for one. So, team, we gonna chop it up, man. We're talking about everybody, though. But, man, on the King of Dirt Championship, man, this right here, get ready to be crazy. Let me run the list out again, man, just for anybody that didn't catch it. All right, so this is what you got, man. October 9th, we kicking it off and getting ready to go down. This is who you got on the list, man. 16 artists, 4 rounds. One trophy, man. One King of Jerk. Gonna be the first one crowned, right? So you got Lou Kane, Coma, Blackie Mile, Sasha Blanco, Lil C, Knox Bond, Nick Gibbs, Alizé, DJ Wednesday, Woody, Minnie Mo Better, Lane Boy, Lil Glocka, Develop, Greater Factor, right, and Satilla STS. Now that right there, whew. For the first one, come on, man. Come on. And look, y'all done heard a lot of these artists' music right here on Chop on the Radio before in rotation, man. Petty, I'm going to bring you back in just a second. Y'all done already heard some of this music in rotation. A lot of these artists done sent in new music, though, for the King of Jerk Championship, man. So make sure y'all stay tuned in, man. We jumping it off next week. It's going down, man. We got to get into – we got another topic that we was going to drop too as well, man. Femo, we was going to speak on Alice Ball, right? Alice Bell, right?
Alice Ball,
man. We just told y'all about Albert Murray, you know what I mean? So we broke that down to y'all, man, and his influence and what he meant to the Black history, man. So if y'all missed it, man, y'all go ahead and hit that replay and go check that out. But if you want to, go look up Albert Murray, man. Albert Murray, very influential in what he did in history and helped shape, you know what I mean, the language when talking about Black folks and African Americans, man, in that diagram, that dialogue, in that context of what they was chopping it on and in that lifestyle. So, Femo, man. Alice Ball, man, what's popping, man? I know she was born in 1892, and I know she died in 1916.
Yeah. I know she was dealing with some type of science
okay.
stuff.
Okay. All right. You want to dive into
okay.
it? You know, mention
for y'all and those who don't know, was an African-American chemist. And she developed first successful treatment for people that were suffering from Hansen's disease, which we know as leprosy.
Yeah. That's right.
But I didn't know that.
Nah, me neither. Me neither. We're going to bring Petty Murphy on. Let's get Petty on, man. Get Petty in on this, too, because we're getting ready to drop some real history on this right here. Petty Murphy, you on there with us? Get your music. Should we bring you on, man?
Yes, I am, Famo. I'm
okay.
Just basically talking with one of the major sponsors of Petty Fest. They're working on basically making this shit pop. But this is good
right.
history to know. I always told you this. You know, when you're dropping Black history, every single time you're on here, you're dropping a piece of Black history. This is stuff that we need to know. And it's very wonderful to know things that they would not teach you in school, man. And, you know, a lot of things that we don't know. And, you know, one thing that I do want to say, I honestly shouted you guys out this past Wednesday. I want to thank y'all for basically bringing me on when you brought Robert and Rashida Tapper on. Right now,
my interview
is trending. It's trending as a video. It's the first time I did the Petty Murphy Project in a live stream interview. The video is
That's
trending
good.
To
That's
where
good.
Now We have reached
and big shout out to
Rashida Tapper's family.
Rashida Tapper.
Yes.
Yeah, big
yes, I found out some
man.
More information.
Hold on, Teddy, we got to stay on top of it, because we got these artists tuned in as well, too, man. So,
yes.
You know you done heard of Satilla, you done heard of Nick Gibbs, you done heard of Ray the Factor. Who else you said? You named another one, too.
I know Black and Mild. You know I know Black and Mild.
So for you, you're going to get to hear a lot of new artists and things as well, too. But I got to say, we got to get back onto the history real quick on this, man, because we were getting into it deep. To go off with Dag, this history was saying about Alice Ball, man, she did some amazing things. You know what I mean? As they said, man, hey, get your mute for me, man. Mute your mic for me there. Please.
I got you, sir.
All right, appreciate you. But another thing to add to what Famo was saying about her, man, she was also the first African-American and the first woman to graduate with a women's degree in chemistry from the College of Hawaii, you know what I mean, which is known as the University of Hawaii. But tragically, she died at the young age of 24. So during her brief lifetime, she did not get to see the full impact of her discovery. It was not until years after her death that Ball got the proper credit she deserved. He did. So we told you, man, Alice Ball was born on July 24th. You know what I mean? July 24th, 1892, in Seattle, Washington. So, man, if y'all want to check it out, I mean, y'all go look her up, man, Alice Ball, too. But it's a lot of history in this. First, about being the chemist. You dig? In that lifetime. I mean, come on, man, the leprosy treatment, right? So after earning her undergrad degrees in pharmaceutical chemistry in 1912 and pharmacy in 1914 from the University of Washington, that's when she transferred to the University of Hawaii. What's good, Famo? Daddy Fisher, you on there with me?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Yeah, man. What you think about that, YL, man? Just in 1912. We talking about 1912 and 1914 now. The leprosy treatment.
But I'm saying, though, I mean, if
shout out
black,
to my big bro, man. Be easy, man. We going to get you on, man. Big bro tuned in, man. Y'all know, you know I got to get him on, man, and let him holler at y'all. But what you think, man, about that?
If you black in America, man, you know, man, our people been excelling for a long time. Like they said, she didn't get the credit till after, you know, she was already gone, you know.
Right.
And that's
right.
I mean, we deal with that a lot in today's time, man.
Yeah. But why, yeah, man? It's good. What do you think?
She's wild, because she was the first African-American to graduate with an MS degree in chemistry. Not only the first African-American, but the first woman to graduate with that.
Right.
That's just dope.
See, that's the thing, too, man, in those time frames, in those contexts. Petty, I'm going to bring you on here in just a second. In those time frames, man, now when you're talking about 1912 and 1914, you know what I mean? Everybody know what was going on at that time and kind of how the world was, how the country was, and the things that was going on, right? So when she got that degree in chemistry in 1915, she was offered a teaching and researcher position there, but she became the institution's first woman chemistry instructor. And she was only 23 years old.
Right.
She did a lot in a little amount of time.
Right.
First woman chemistry instructor at 23.
Right. That's smart.
Yeah. 23,
yes,
man, come on. That right there, and in them time frames, Man, you know she had to catch a lot of heat, man. You know she had to catch a lot of heat. But she did what she did, man. And that, like I said, it's unfortunate that her life wasn't as long as some of the other people. You know what I mean? But like you said, well, Dallas, like y'all stated, she did a lot in a short period of time, man. So if people like this type of stuff is inspiring. This type of stuff is inspiring, man. Y'all, we still got more to dive into it, man. What's good?
It's like how you leave a legacy like that at 23, though? Like, you already got a legacy, then it's cut short, but it's, that's some shit that should be, like special. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
You help cure fucking disease. You should have a day or some shit. You know what I mean?
Right, man. And see, that's the thing, though. You know what I mean? The certain, okay, February, right, is when they do the Black History. And we got some facts on the Black History Month, too. But you got these type of people like her, like man, Miss Alice Ball, right, that did this right here with leprosy, with the leprosy treatment. And she even got the Ball method. We're going to get off into that, too, as well. But you don't really hear too much about her because it's inspiring to not only black women, but black kids, little black girls. You feel me? And it's also inspiring to black men, little black boys as well. We just going to keep it 100K, man. We just going to keep it 100K and be honest and be real. So some of this stuff was on purposely not really put in front of our eyes. You know what I mean? They don't going to show you so much. But the rest is left for us to go find it. You know what I mean?
Right.
To learn. Yeah, the rest is left up to us. They only going to give us so much. And the rest we got to go get and we got to go take. You know what I mean? And like I said, we'll get into a little bit more about it, man, before we get in our break. So as a laboratory researcher, Ball worked extensively to develop a successful treatment for those, like Jagdeep Fisher stated, suffering from Hansen's disease, which is leprosy. So her research led her to create the first injectable leprosy treatment using oil from the Kamunga tree, which up until then was only a moderately successful topical agent that was used in Chinese and Indian medicine. So Ball successfully isolated the oil into fatty acid components of different molecule weights, allowing her to manipulate the oil into a water-soluble injectable form. While scientific rigor resulted in a highly successful method to alleviate leprosy symptoms, later known as the Ball method, that was used on thousands of infected individuals for over 30 years until certain other drugs was introduced. Man, come on, man. Y'all got to talk to me on that right there.
Yes. That's something that should be in everybody's history, because they wasn't just giving that shit to black people.
Man, that shit is old season.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the injectable, man. I mean, come on. You feel me? At that time frame, they got the ball. She created the Ball method.
And you know,
I ain't seen not one poster in my entire life or said no class where they talked about Alice Ball, man. You feel me? I ain't seen no video, no commercial, no none of that. You dig? None of that. So if I ain't seen, just think if a little girl same age as me grew up her whole life, seen the same amount of things I did, she didn't see that either.
But the bad thing about it is you heard of Hansen's disease. Yeah, I mean you heard of that disease, but you ain't heard of her and her treatment.
Right. Hey, you know that leprosy, man. Well, we can touch on that too, man, when we come back from the break, when we take the break. But this woman, at that time, like I said, at that time frame, man, and to do the things that she did and create what she created, that right there is amazing. And you only hear about certain things when it come around February, Black History Month, you did, which is cool. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? That's cool. But it's so many more ways, man, that you can put that history out there, man, real history. There's a lot of blow-up going on, man, when it comes to old media. It's a lot of distractions. It's a lot of bullshit. You already know, man. So, you know what I mean? Sometimes, man, with the platforms, you got to do some good, man. You got to teach. You got to stimulate minds. You got to put some history out there. You got to put some knowledge out there, real facts out there. You dig? You got to go. This is what we do it for. You know what I mean? It ain't just about the music. The platform, you got to understand the positions you in. And with this platform, man, and the things that we do when it comes to what we say, man, and how we discuss them and what we bring to the platform, all that right there, man, you think about it, with a worldwide audience, international audience, a lot of them never heard of these people. We get emails from people in Canada like, man, we never knew about that. You know what I mean? When we was talking about the famous Jim Key, the slave owner and the horse, it was people from all around the world that never even heard of that story.
Mm-hmm. I heard it now.
Yeah, and now there it is, man. So you can make a big impact, man, in what you do. You feel me? But you got to understand the position you're in, and you got to understand the platform and what that power, what it comes with. You know what I mean? And sometimes, man, a lot of people, but if you strictly for the music, you strictly for the rappers, and you strictly, I mean, you know, for the artists and stuff, hey, man, shout out to you. You know what I mean? That's needed, too. That's very needed as well. But it's just different people offer different things, man. You know what I mean? That'll really stimulate you. Because it's going to be here when we start doing the video. So y'all stay tuned for that, too. But Jag the Fisher, man. Jag the Fisher. Let me know something, man. Let me know something. Since we starting October 9th, man, I got an inbox. Are we running it every day? We running it every week, every other week? With, man, they say, when has the tournament going to be ran?
Man, that's a good question right there.
Yeah, man, they want to know, man. They want to know. You dig? So this is how it's going to go down. Straight shot, man. What you got, man? What you got? Everybody feeling good tonight, man. What's good?
Yeah, okay. Now, the way it's going to go, which is subject to change.
Right.
Every other week, we're going to have a round. So October 9th, we're going to have round one. Then, you know, the results of that, we'll move forward to the next round a week after that. But it's more details involved that we're not going to give out at the moment.
Right.
So
y'all better pay attention. Stay plugged in, stay tuned in, paid attention. Stay watching it because it's your product going out there. That's your product going out there. Same if you was in the street, same if you was on the job or whatever it is, man. You putting your stuff out there, you want to see what's going on with your stuff, right? So if you just sitting back like, oh, yeah, I got my song in there, I ain't really tripping on it, then you ain't going to know shit. But if you on top of your game and you handle your business, you going to know everything you need to know. Straight like that.
Because you never know. We can fuck around and have that first round and be so hyped up that, shit, next episode be round two. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you don't want to go in the blow-up.
Anything's possible.
You don't want to go in the blow-up, though.
I don't want to put no time stamp on it. It might get so good that the next episode after that might be round three.
You know what I'm saying?
Might have a round on accident.
Look, and you don't want to be the artist who didn't make it past round one and call in on round three and be like, hey, man, what's going on? Nah, man, you don't want to be that artist, man. And you two rounds behind. You didn't know you didn't make
look,
it. Oh, yeah.
Look,
look,
I don't
want
to be look, that
when
please,
you go up.
I'm going to get on your head.
Please
I ain't
don't be that
you,
guy.
Man. I'm going to put on your head.
Hey, he gonna be calling, trying to see when his song up, and he already lost.
Man, your song played October 9th.
Then he gonna be saying, gonna have to call Tyrone.
Straight up, man. So what we try to create, though, man, is artists, man. A lot of things that they say negative about our culture, man, and about what we doing. You feel me? It's ways that we can combat that. There's ways we can get stronger in these areas, and there's ways that we can move a lot better, more jerky, man. And have an artist, man, that also knows how to do what a manager's supposed to do, what a promoter's supposed to do, that's going to help equip you when you're moving forward, man, on different levels as you advance, right? So you will know if you're paying for this, you'll know where your money's going. You'll know what kind of an idea of what this person in this position should be doing. If you got a promoter and you hiring that promoter, then you'll know a little bit about what your promoter should be doing or what this person, his job entails or what it requires, right? You not just only just know what you're supposed to do, but you also know the positions that surround you and their jobs and what they're supposed to do as well. Because once you cross over, that's what a lot of people want to do. So once you cross over, it's going to be a lot of different people with their hands in the pot. Right? And we hear all too often, man, all too often through history, a lot of them people's hands in the pot, still getting money, got big money, but the people who created the pot ain't really got that money no more, right? So they come into contracts and things like that. But you gotta know what position people play. And in this entertainment lane, it's a lot of snake eyes.
Like
they just keep it on. You say what?
It can make you look like you got money. You look like money out
right.
of jewelry and cars and shit, but you gonna be broke.
Yeah. Look at what Mike Tyson said. You know what I mean? They was taking money from Mike Tyson, you know what I mean, for the longest. Getting hella rich off Mike. You know what I mean? Giving him enough for him to do and live his lifestyle that he was living. I mean, a lot of people that came out spoke on it on different levels of the entertainment. So it's real. So with artists and what we do, you know what I mean, you stand on top of your game. If you was in L.A. or if you was in California and you was trying to get a movie deal, and you got to stay hollering at these different people. You got to stay on top of it. You got to stay on when it's time for you to go try out for this movie, you to go do this. You got to stay on top of it. So you just got to keep jerking in your lane. If this is something you really want to do, your ass going to pay attention. If this ain't something you want to do, you ain't going to really pay attention. It just is what it is.
No.
What's good? Talk to me. What's good?
I'm over here. I'm a juice box, man.
I was munching on Cheetos.
Y'all done got on the fairy dust, man. Everybody's on it now. This is what we going to do, man. We're going to take a little quick break, man, and we're going to come right back, man. Y'all stay right here, man. We finna get off into this Oak Cliff, man. Mr. Oak Cliff. Tum-tum, little flip. It's that diamonds, man. Right on back to business 33, man. We finna get it jerking in here.
Y'all the age of the check.
I got diamonds in your face like my partner, little flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner, little flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner, little flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner, little flip. I could make my trunk way and pop and skip.
I'm straight out of Dallas, I'm chasing salad, I'm packaging. When they come to that money's a Zilla, man. Gotta have it, see, I be swerving and coops. My brown skin is the truth. Still answer calls from my ex, cause I be fucking her too. Fly slow down the street, 93 in the suite. F and N for the beat, these niggas don't want Z. Netflix in the whip, pass the blood to my bitch. Biggie smiles in this bitch, just me and my bitch. Still tipping like Slim, I roll fat, no rims. I roll them fat, no slims. I'm a boss like him, still tipping like Mike. I mix the drink with the Sprite. Hit the blunt with the light and spit my life on the mic.
I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner, little flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip.
up in the building. I say any, mini, money, mo. I'm in the guinea riding slow. My Mitsubishi by the stove. We be leaning off a four. If she holler, let her go. Who ain't got no bitches? Now, who ain't got no switches? Pet cemetery tennis on my feet. I'm a G. Man, your verse is only 14 grams. I'm a key. I'm Pistol Pete. With a chopper sitting crooked in a dropper. And it's brown chinchilla. Got me looking like Chewbacca. My AC blowing cold. It's platinum, not gold. But I swear I got a 24 karat commode. I suppose most of y'all never been to Australia. Well, that's where we go. And shout out to C-No, cuz.
That right.
Everybody act like they want it, but when the truth be known, this world's so cold. People say I ain't sold, that's a hundred. Cause I'd rather make all of my moves in silence. And I know cause I look like this, they wanna come for me. I pray to God they don't try me. Cause none of these niggas out here in these streets know the evil that's locked up inside me. Yeah. I keep that nigga caged up in there for a reason. Cause the only way to subside his rage is I gotta be out here feasting. That's the reason I can stand him inside another season. So I stay loyal to myself, can't tell him myself. If I do it in myself, that's treason. And I know. Happy niggas ain't who they claim to be. But no matter what, out in these streets, I still remain a G. So man, everybody act like they want it. But will the truth be told? The world's so cold, so stay late, so that's a hundred. Yeah. Ain't too many niggas out here real no more. Just for the love, for the money, they done sold their soul. So man, everybody jump in, son, like joy. So just sold for a little bit of money. For the deal, pussy, you ain't had nothing. Nothing like me, keep getting to the money. Get money. And I'm missing right off of the land. Business is good with this money in hand. I ain't selling my soul. The fact that you hate me, I know that I'm on. Ain't no surprise, friends turn to foes. The road to riches get lonely and cold. Winning off sinning, Lord, please save my soul. Which way to go, like I'm losing control. Stick to the code and I find my way home. A rest full of snakes, it's so fake and so phony. Destined for great, I know that it's coming. Get in my way, bitch, it's gonna be some trouble. On my own 10, raising the struggle. Family first, nothing above it. Watching my back, I know I can't trust to keep this silent, fuck a discussion. All these niggas, they talk and trip me, but I tell them niggas, it's nuts. So man, everybody act like they want it, but when the truth be told, this world's so cold, so stay late, so that's a hundred. Yeah. Ain't too many niggas out here real no more. Just for the love, for the money, that's all they sold. So man, everybody act like they want it. Too many niggas out here real no more.
We hold till you got that heat, man. Southside, man. Jack the Official on my own 10 right there, man. That's that Jack the Official, that no more, man. So let's bring Femo YL Dallas back on. We got to bring Femo Jack the Official back on. Jack the Official, man. That song right there, man, is so relevant. You did so relevant, man. What was going through your damn mind when you put that together?
Man, it's just the fact that, you know what I mean, you know, when you in the industry, man, like you were saying a while ago, Femo, you know, you got to watch for the snakes, man, you know, because, man, why you out here, you know, you doing your thing, man, whether you know it or not, ain't paying attention, there's going to be somebody with their hand in your pocket, man, and their hand ain't supposed to be in your pocket, you know what I mean? When a lot of artists, and retired, man, when they sign that contract, man, and become you know what I'm saying, mainstream artist, man, you know, in the industry, man, you really stripping yourself away, stripping your creativity away, because now, man, you have to create or hold up an image that, you know what I'm saying, they set forth for you, you know what I mean? So, man, if you love music, it's what you want to do, man. All right, look, man, keep it real with yourself, man. Like many niggas out here real no more, you know what I mean?
That's true.
They selling their soul for the, you know what I'm saying, for the love of money out here.
Yeah. Yeah, man. See, that's the thing, though, man. People got to stay on it. You feel me? You got to stay on it, man, and stay jerking, stay going to go get it. YL Dallas, man, tell me, that song we just dropped with that No More, man, how'd that hit you, man? What did you get away from that song there?
Man, I was just
vibing, you know. The way I'm feeling right now, I'm all into the music. I was in that motherfucking video, to be honest with you. That's where I'm at with it. It was
around
five.
Straight up. Shout out. Hey, look. Hey, we opened up the soul with that Mr. Oak Cliff Medical, man. I put it out there. I said, shit, we jamming medical on that medical, man. Hey, shout out to Mr. Oak Cliff on that track right there, man. Hey, shout out, man. And yeah, man, everybody that's, you know, tuned in from Muskogee, man, Oklahoma, anywhere where it's legal at, man, go holler at you know what I mean, your favorite, you know what I mean, dispensary, man, you know what I mean, get right, man. But be careful out there, especially in Muskogee, man, because them boys is already out on the street, man, you know what I mean, they tripping tonight, you dig, man. So y'all be safe out there, man, be careful out there. But yeah, back to, on the history, man, y'all definitely go check out. We got an inbox. Albert Murray was the guy's name. Albert Murray. You know what I mean? Alice Ball. Albert Murray and Alice Ball, man. So there's a lot of history in that, too. But on this King of Jerk Championship, man, you got to think about it. All these different names, these different artists, man, and from the places that they're from, you know what I mean? That's a wide range of people. So it ain't all like everybody from one area. You know what I mean? You can't really base it off of nothing like that. You know what I mean? It's open to a lot of different people. They got a lot of different, they own different styles. You know what I mean? They all bring something heavy to the table, man. And they going in. You know what I mean? They songs is going to be going in for themselves. Shouts out Coma. I know Coma been ready to rock. Shouts out Blackie Mile, man. That's Famo right there, man. 316, Wichita, Kansas. You feel me? In the building. Him and Nick Gibbs. You know what I mean? And you got Satilla. So you got three of them coming from that way. You know what I'm talking about? Shouts out Branch Off Records, man. Famo Schooler and the Branch Off Record family. You know what I'm saying? Out there in the Carolinas getting it in, doing their thing. So you got them, man. That's Lil Glocka, Mini Mo Better, DJ Wednesday. You know what I mean? They all fit in there, man, real thick over there on that side. You know what I'm saying? Big shouts out to Develop. Big shouts out to Luke Kane, Lil C. And it's good with Lil C, man. The look with Lil C is cool, too, because the type of music that he got in there is different from what a lot of other people, you know what I mean, has submitted just going off of that, man. So that's going to be interesting to see how Lil C shakes up the music when he come on too as well. Knox Bond, big shouts out to Knox Bond. Sasha Blanco, you know we rocking with you, man. Shouts out to Sasha, the only female, you feel me, the only female artist, the only woman artist in the King of Jerk Championship. And Sasha ain't no punk, man. She a beast when it comes to this music stuff too, man. So definitely interesting, and I'm excited to see who she goes up against. You know, I'm excited to see everybody, you feel me? But with her being the only woman MC in this, man, it's going to be interesting to see how she work her way through the brackets, man. And then you got Alizé. Big shout out Alizé, man, Colorado in the building. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. Alizé been getting it in. That boy been putting in work, man. If you need to go check him out, man, y'all go check out Alizé. We had him here on the show, man, once before. Did the whole interview, you know what I mean? Broke some records, man. We'll definitely get into some of them records here when we take this break. I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit of Alizé, man, because Alizé go hard. But he's off in this, man, and that's a very good thing. Like I said, you got people from all kind of different places. You know what I mean? Not just one area, one place. You got a lot of people coming together from different cultures, man, different views, different backgrounds, you know what I mean? Different sides of the flag, different sides of the wall. You dig? And it's all about the music, baby. It's all about the music and coming together. You know what I mean? So collab. Your artists pay attention, man, to who coming up, man. Get y'all collabs in, man. This is a way for y'all to break in different markets, break in each other's markets, you know, extend your market. Get a little heavy in somebody else's city while they get heavy in yours. But see, that's the thing. Don't just want to get heavy in their city. Get heavy, let them get heavy in your city, too. That's duality. That's balance, man. Because if you only getting hot in their city and they ain't getting hot in your city, that ain't really no collaboration and it ain't really networking. People get that mixed up, man. Networking ain't supposed to go just one way. You know what I mean? Network is supposed to be for both parties, all parties, a mutual benefit, everybody that's involved. You feel me? That's the way you capitalize, not just one-sided, man. That's going to always create a sour
partnership. It's going to always create a sidewalk partnership because one side is going to always feel like, well, damn, man, I'm doing this or we doing this or we doing that, and this person ain't doing this and this person ain't doing this. It's going to always create that. You dig? So when you create them connections and you create this with these other artists, man, make some firm foundation, right? Because you never know where both of y'all, you know, going to travel on your journey. But having that basic connection, this person might be jerking, still jerking doing their thing. You still jerking doing your thing. And when y'all come back together for another project, it's even greater. You dig? So build them firm connections, man. Stay solid. Stay 100K. And don't go into it with no blow-up. You dig? Don't go into it with no blow-up, man. A lot of people out there is going to be on that blow up. But yeah, but Alizé, man, a very versatile cat, you know what I mean? Great music, you know what I mean? High energy, man, jerking, grinding, doing his thing. So big shout out to him. Woody, man, big shout out to Woody, man. Woody's another one, man, do his thing, very lyrical. He touched on a lot of different topics. The song he has in there is very different. You know what I mean? All these artists, man, got different songs and they different styles. And it's just beautiful to see all of it coming together, man, just like you would when you do an event. And you sit back and you see all the artists and different backgrounds, different genres, everybody coming together, you dig? So big shout-out to him, man, because Woody, he definitely, how he do his thing, man. He puts on. He do his thing, man. Satilla's another one that do his thing. Lame Boy gonna be a sleeper, man. Lame Boy, that boy right there got some heat too, man. Shout out to that boy, Lame Boy, man.
Oh yeah, man, that's Lame Boy.
Yeah,
quiet,
man.
Behind the scenes, but he's deadly with it.
Right, man. DJ Wednesday got a hot artist hot track off in there, man. Look, Glocka, he got a hot track off in there. Ray the Factor got a hot track off in there, man. So everybody, man, came with it. I salute, man, everybody that's in there, man, because, like I said, it's the first one, so it's going to be real epic, man. So it ain't the last. It's the first one, so we're going to get it, man. We're going to start it off October 9th, man, right here on Chop On It Radio, man. Y'all already know how we do it. We're going to get it in. Artists, when you see the round, if you want to call in, you feel me, hey, that just adds to your jerking. You did. That's all I'm going to say. That just adds to your jerking. You don't want to call in and be on the show, then, hey, it is what it is. But if you do, man, come get this awareness, you dig? Because we're going to definitely get it. We're going to definitely get it over here on our end. And we're going to take a real quick break, man, and we're going to come back, man. We got some more news we're going to drop on y'all, man. But we're going to go ahead and get off into this Alizé, man. Got to go ahead and let y'all get a little feel of it, man. Let's go.
Like Debo, what can I do? Mama in blue, keep it going chocolate like Pikachu. Giving your nigga a halo, chopper it bust when I say so. Just like a bitch, she ride on my dick, she bouncing her ass, she play with a ooh. Yo nigga a bitch, so I'm up in the tool, I'm up in the throat, no alphabet too.
She got a man, but I don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to fuck all night, like what? She said she got a dude, but I ain't trying to play ya. I just kept it G, yeah, ain't no other way, no. Gangs until I die, I got the 45.
No camo, ooh, pull her back, no candle. Damn, she grabbing a shake on the handle. She a bad bitch, ain't never said that my dick ain't savage. Great plate on the 85 grandpins, real shit. My chopper do damage, steady active, eating your stomach like an acid. She giving me brain, choking for days. She want a henny, but she got all Alizé, none in her face. Your nigga a bitch, call that lingerie. What can I say? The world is mine, see fear in his eye. Yeah, he'll cop it, the homie is live. Youngin' always had a nickel and dime. Youngin' always eating beans and rice. Let's put the pot to the side, she just wanna fuck in my ride. Bitch, you're coming alive, getting so wet. Gator dripping with sweat, she's gonna fuck
fucking regret. I'm just gonna fucking forget. I'm smoking on glass like a jet. Flow was so crazy possessed. She got a man no respect. Standing my name on her breath.
But I don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to fuck all night like what? She said she got a dude. But I ain't trying to play ya. I just kept it G, yeah. Ain't no other way, no. Wait until I die. I got the 45. Sitting right up on my hip. I busted at your ride.
It's YL Dallas, this is Scoop, and I'm rocking with Chop on the radio.
Check out my thing.
Know this,
know
right
this,
here.
Know
I can't stop for COVID. Got no time to fuck off, fuck off. I'm focused, can't put you up on bullshit. I get it, I get it. It's all about business, but you know this. Hustle man, doing what I gotta for a 100 bands. You can sit down, baby, I ain't got time. Gotta make a grand in another band. Ooh, time waits for nobody. You move too slow, bitch, get out the way. Fuck being nice, money too delayed. Not going back to bro, that's my outer bliss. In between me and my money. Hey, yeah, that's the problem. Once bitches ain't ready. Just don't trust them. I done been down, meaning I ain't had shit. No car, no crib. Got off my ass and I did what I did. Now I'm living how I live.
I can't stop or throw, bitch. Fuck off, fuck off. I'm focused, can't put you up on bullshit. I get it, I get it. It's all about being, but you know
I can't stop or slow this.
You win it or get lost. Got no time to fuck off, fuck off.
She don't need it.
Money's on my mind. Hey, gotta pay that ticket if you want my time.
I ain't worried about you, bitch, we winning here. Yeah.
To the show, you know what I mean, thinking you caught you hard, you just heard YL Dallas, Night Train, the brand broke bitch, so you got your chest all puffed up, man, but go ahead, man, simmer down, simmer down, simmer down.
Place beside your heart.
and you. I'd rather for you, girl, to be the captain. I would do whatever, whatever you say. Something about this game, it has. You're player number one. Tell me, what's the mission? You got so much control of me. Use it wisely. Once I enter this castle, I ain't taking my time. I'ma make it to the top to save you.
Shouts out to Dale Nice, man. I appreciate everybody that's been tuned in, everybody that's been rocking with us. You ready to get these final thoughts, man, before we get up out of here, man. Got to say big shouts out to all our sponsors, man. If you heard them at the top of the show, man, y'all make sure y'all go jump on their page, on their Facebook page, holler at them, man. That's your business. Jack, man, you got the final thoughts you want to say?
I have the final
thoughts
to get the picture out of.
We kick back in with YL Dallas. What's good, family? What's your final thoughts?
Man, I just want to say this is a great episode. You know, learning about Albert and Alice. And also, man, I'm excited that we finally got a date set for this King of Jerk Championship. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, man. Man, very excited, man. Very excited about that. And we'll run the list down to y'all again, man, before we get up out of here. Of course, we got Lou Kane, Coma, Blackie Mile, Sasha Blanco, Lil C, Knox Bond, Nick Giz, Alizé, DJ Wednesday, Woody, Mini Mo Better, Lane Boy, Lil Glocker, Develop, Raider Factor, Satilla STS, man. Hey, man, it's going to be a big, big thing, man. Like Fermo said, it's going to be a muddy, muddy situation, too jerking in this thing. Like Fermo said, man, we touched on Albert Murray, who was born in 1916, man, and he passed away in 2013. So he passed in 2013, man. He wasn't a household name, but he was one of the most important black thinkers of the 20th century, man. You know, we broke it down to y'all, man. The essayist and social critic changed the way people talked about race, by challenging black separatism and insisting that the black experience was central to American culture, man. So y'all make sure y'all go check out the boy, man, Albert Murray, man. Albert Murray, y'all make sure y'all go check him out. He did some big things, man. There's a lot of people out there, man. We're going to be bringing y'all a lot of people, man, over time. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in as well. Big shouts out to Coma, man. Salute to Coma, man. He be rocking with us, real tough, jerking with us, man. He off inside the King of Jerk Championship. He going to be doing his thing, man. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned because it's going to get nutty, man. We also touched on Alice Ball. She was born in 1892. She passed away in 1916. Alice Ball was an African-American chemist who developed the first successful treatment for those suffering from Hansen's disease, or leprosy, as we know it, right? So that was her, man. And she also created the ball method. It was so successful. Leprosy patients were discharged from hospitals and facilities across the globe, man, from isolation facilities. You feel me? Thousands of people in Hawaii, it was thousands of people suffering from leprosy, died in years prior to the ball method. So thanks to Alice Ball, these banished individuals can now return to their families free from the symptoms of leprosy, right? That's Alice Ball, man, Alice Ball. And you want to know, yeah, she did. She was only 23 years old when she became the first woman chemistry instructor, right? Her research led to create the first injectable leprosy treatment using oil from this Tulumangra tree, which up until then was only a moderately successful topical agent, you know what I mean, like your creams and stuff, that was used in Chinese and Indian medicine. So she successfully isolated the oil into fatty acid components on a different molecule weights, allowing her to manipulate the oil into a water-soluble injectable form. Right, so her ball's significant rigor resulted in a high successful method to alleviate leprosy symptoms. And that's what is the ball method, man. It was very successful. And she did a lot. Like someone said, she did a lot in a very short period of time, man. So after earning her degree in pharmaceutical chemistry in 1912, right, and in pharmacy in 1914, from the universities of Washington. So there's two women, man, that we done gave y'all these two shows, man, and one man. We're going to keep it rocking. Y'all know, man, we done talked about a lot of different things in history on the show, man. And sometimes you got to, man, because it's inspiring, it's motivating, you feel me? At the time when these people were doing what they were doing and living their lives, they still found a way to push forward with their dreams, push forward with their goals, no matter the obstacles that they was faced with, no matter, you know, who really believed in them and who didn't. A lot of times we hear that a lot of people, you know, really didn't believe in them. You know what I mean? Bessie Coleman, her own brother, basically was trying to throw jabs at her, saying that in France, you know, women could learn how to fly. But over here, she wasn't going to ever be able to learn how to fly because they didn't let women fly over here. And that sparked something inside her to make her want to go and learn how to fly and become the world's first African-American woman to earn her international pilot's license. It did when a lot of people wasn't thinking she could do it. A lot of people was against her. Her own people was against her. Wasn't riding with her, right? And she ended up doing something historical, man, historical. She was famous for her stunts, her loop-de-loos, the figure eight. You know what I mean? She was known all over the world. They call her Queen Bee. She was very famous, man, in the aviation world. They got a lot of things in her honor. They came later on in life. We went over each one of those two, the honors that she won. Big shout out to Undertaker, man. Big shout out to Undertaker. Undertaker being in a coma. In a rear coma for about 6 hours. You know what I mean? He been in that rear coma for about 6 hours. You know what I'm saying? He done came up out. He done came up out that coffee, man. He came up out that slumber, man. Big shout out to the Undertaker, man. That boy up alive and well and kicking out. But definitely, y'all stay tuned, man, because we got a lot of more influential people we're gonna be bringing to y'all. We got a lot of more information, man. A lot of more knowledge and research. We're going to unload on y'all, man, as well as some more motherfucking jerking music. See, we off the record now. God damn it, I ain't got to use my motherfucking radio voice here. Shit, we can let it hang out. It shows we off the record, man. Talk to me. Femo, what's good? YL Dallas, Jagged Fisher, what's good, man? We off the record, baby. Oh, shit. Don't tell me anyone to sleep over there, YL.
Oh, no. That green room.
I ain't sleep. Got a little drunk.
Jagged Fisher was good, man.
Say, Green, running with these criminals through my house, man. Y'all hear them?
Yeah, man. I heard them killers over there, man. I heard them killers over there. But you know what, man? The song that we opened up with. Hey, the song that we opened up with, man, set the tone, man, set the whole show. Y'all been having me over here rolling, man. And look, we're going to spin this song, man, and come back, man. Y'all ain't getting off the hook like that just yet. Damn it, it's Friday. We up. We feel the jerky, dude. They're going to have to turn us off. They're going to have to shut us off, man, because we're going to get it in on their ass.
Right,
up.
You're going to
hear the queen sounding like Petty.
Shouts out to the queen, man. We gonna get into it, man. We gonna come right back, man. We ain't gonna hold y'all too long, man. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. Let's go. We still go.
Everybody else got a bag full of rocks, nigga. They can skip that rock. They got a 60 rocks to play and skip across the water. You just did yours. That was it. That was it. So now you gotta go sit down. You gotta watch everybody else have fun because they didn't brought 60 rocks to the pond and skip rocks across the water.
Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field. Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field. Thought I ain't know, do anything for a dollar. Type set up a bro, whole moves from a whole nigga. Claim real, but he fake. Keep bullshit from around me. How many guns it take? I'm gon' protect my plate. Just stay out my way. Don't cross me your mind. You'll be DOA. I don't want your bitch. Bitch, you stay away. I just want my bread. Plus my wife don't play. How many motherfuckers do you think I fuck with? Circle stay small to eliminate the fuck shit. All my niggas get it and stay with it, hope you know this. We don't got time for your blow up, keep that whole shit. Say that little nigga talking now, you don't know me now, we ain't friends. Little bitch being basic, stay over there, do that with your friends. Every day we buy the dollar, whole lot of dollars, we get it in. Fam, oh, what we call it, live by the cold, that's what it is. We get it in. Don't fuck with your partner, don't fuck with your friend. We get it in. More money, more problems.
I don't know your homie, don't know his king. What you trippin' for? We ain't never been friends. I'm from the O, baby. I don't know his friends. You get basic on me, so let's smoke your cheese. Turn it over for me, like you popped a pill. Make it dumb for me, I'm tryna see your body skid. He be capping, rapping, we ain't even cool. I be smashing, mashing dirt roads, I'ma act a fool. I ain't cool with him, he don't know me. I stay jerking, girl, nah, he ain't my homie. Got a thermal coat, he don't know it. Since you capping, capping, come and put it on me.
That little nigga talking now, you don't know me now, we ain't friends. Little bitch being basic, stay over there, do that with your friends. Every day we buy the dollar, whole lot of dollars, we get it in. Fam, oh, what we call it, live by the cold, that's what it is. We get it in. Don't fuck with your partner, don't fuck with your friend. We get it in. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field. Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field. Don't fuck with your partner. Don't fuck with your friend. More money, more problems. More snakes in the field.
The thing two people gotta remember. See, everybody live in the here and now, right? Here and now, quick, fast. Want that quick, fast. See, our show can be replayed at any time.
At any time.
So when you get off the show or when the show is over with, 2 weeks from now, somebody can see that promo, click on it, and listen to the entire show. Now, the question is, how good was your product prepared on that show?
Show?
Man, I'm feeling a blow up, man. That sister line, man, you know, that shit really happened, man. Yeah, that shit surprised me, too. Come on, before we get out of here, man, you know, all right, we got you, man. We looking out for you over this way, man. It's that coming to the top, man.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to the top. Yeah, my heart ache, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to the top. Yeah, my heart ache, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. Dodie on the dresser, it's pressure. Thinking about my tea on the grind, I couldn't help, man. Whisper to a mama and a heart started beating. High stay strong, man. That's all that she would teach me. MGT, Lana Renee Queen, I miss you. And things been blurry since you've been gone out of the picture. I'm so in a hurry, but seems I'm getting nowhere quicker. So deep in the mud, it seems I can't get richer. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to the top. Yeah, my heart ache, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to
the top. Yeah, my heart aches, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. Since you came into my life day one, it changed it. Tried to stop hustling, but hard times, it changed it. I know you've been hurt from the streets, we gon' blame it. Give me a little time, I'm talking to my oldest baby. Have your little boyfriend, that's cute. Maybe I'm tripping over love because I made women hate me. You sent from up above, adorable young lady. Any pain or cause, I've been wanting to tell you late. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to the top. Yeah, my heart aches, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to the top. Yeah, my heart aches, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. Thanks. I just wanted to take the time out to say I'm sorry, man. This game, you hurt a lot of people. I'm sorry.
Man, y'all remember, man, money on the wood make it good, man. We did what we could and we do what we would. You did? Till next time, man, we out of here.